I said to the Lord, I'm ready to die, but I really don't want to die here.
Here was on the other side of the globe in the Andhra Pradesh region of India. Dave and Jeannie Kaufman, pastors of Holy Life Tabernacle in Brookings, have traveled to India many times, but this year's trip was different. It ended with a hotel fire just over a week ago, shortly after they checked in at about 10 a.m. It started when the power went out, not an unusual occurrence in India. But things quickly escalated when Jeannie opened the door after smelling what she thought was smoke.
And I jumped up and I went to the door, I opened it up, and the hallway was black with smoke. It was just acrid. You couldn't, it hits you in the face, it sucks the oxygen right out of your lungs. I dropped to my knees thinking that underneath it, it would be, if the smoke rises, it would be clear underneath, and it wasn't. I yelled help. No one was around. Then all of a sudden, the reality was we're trapped. Now, we're in the top floor of this hotel.
Trapped. Five stories above ground and no idea where the emergency exit was, even if he could see down the hallway.
So we find ourselves trapped with, you know, seemingly no hope. Then I see this little fire truck pull up, and you know, normally you're pretty happy when the fire department arrives. Anyway, little truck, two people, no ladder, a tiny ladder, maybe went 15, 20 feet. And so we were in a dire situation.
To make matters worse, with the power out, hotel workers and rescue workers couldn't determine exactly which room the Kaufmans were in. But soon, the Kaufmans could hear voices calling out to them. Still, due to inadequate equipment, the rescuers struggled to find them.
They didn't even have helmets. They have no breathing apparatus. They have no protective gear whatsoever. They're limited on hoses. Brave men kept trying to go down that hallway. They covered their faces themselves with towels and shirts and would go as long as they could, then go back outside.
Then, after about a half hour of not knowing if they were going to make it out of the burning structure, there was finally breakthrough.
And so Jeannie was at the window. I'm breathing through this wet towel, and I'm beating on our door, and very emotional, and telling them, we're here. Now, they don't understand English, but they could hear my bangs. And then they got closer, and they beat on the door. So I opened the door, and out of the smoke, could see nothing, but out of the smoke, I shouted to my wife, come. Two arms reached in and grabbed me. And then two guys came and got my wife right behind me. And we raced down the hallway.
Rescue workers helped them down the fire escape on the exterior of the hotel building. But once on the ground, the Kaufmans pleaded for the rescue of their friends, who were still trapped in their room on the fifth floor.
It was very emotional, but it wasn't over because our friends were trapped. And they didn't know what room they were in, so I kept trying to communicate their room number. And I said, you have to go in and get them. And eventually, about 10 minutes later, they got them.
An amazing part of the rescue was the fact that it was carried out by people who had very little rescue equipment, and what they did have was completely inadequate for the job. It has left Pastor Kaufman with a deep sense of gratitude.
I said to the guy, here, let me give you, I wanted to give him a reward. It was so heart-wrenching. He looked at me and he said, you are my reward. And we all burst out crying and so grateful.
As pastors, the Kaufmans have lived decades with an eternal perspective. This ordeal has done nothing but multiply that view of life.
Someday we're all leaving this life, and you want to prepare now for the next life. And, of course, we would say that's heaven, and specifically just to have your faith in Jesus Christ and your trust in Him.
From the Kello.com News Center, I'm Tom Rooney.